You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Who here are those cereal fridge checkers? You know, I remember when I was younger, and I maybe still do this, but you know when you're younger and you're like, oh, I'm so hungry. So you go to the fridge, you check what's in the fridge, and it's like, nah. There's nothing there. So you shut the fridge and you go back in the lounge and you're waiting, and then the next ad break comes back on, so you toddle off again to the kitchen and you check the fridge. Oh, didn't change. It's still the same food that was in there. And so you shut the door and off you go again. You know, this happens maybe, I don't know, a few more times. It's just safer. It's probably true, actually. I did do that. And then all of a sudden I hear my mum shout out from the other end of the house, you know nothing is going to change and appear in that fridge, no matter how many times you keep checking. You've probably got a point there, mum. You know, I had this expectation that something was going to change, but in between the ad breaks, my mum didn't go to the shops to fill the fridge, so therefore nothing was going to change. Who still does that? I do that sometimes. I see those hands. If you want to talk to me afterwards, we can have a chat too. But you know, over the last 3 weeks, we've been exploring and unpacking faith. We've been looking at the lives of Joshua, Abraham, David, and how they outworked their faith in God. How they saw miracles happen and the promises of God came to pass in their life. You know, their faith stood against the odds of what they saw. And as they outworked their faith, they saw God do the miraculous. And you know, we've looked at the scripture throughout our series, and it's Hebrews 11:1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. You know, the scripture speaks to the tension that we can often face. You know, the believing in the unseen, the trusting in God, that even when he says something, we don't see it yet. You know, faith is not passive waiting. It's an action. It's an act of trust in God and his word and his character. And it's a trust in his faithfulness to you. You know, Hebrews 11, like we heard in communion, is filled with story upon story of everyday people just like us, who by faith believed in God and believed in what he spoke. And these people are now referred to as heroes of faith. Like, how cool is that? I bet they didn't think that at the time, that they were going to be a hero of the faith. But here they are, still encouraging us in what they did through God. You know, they stood firm. They went against the normal. They stepped out of their comfort zone. That gets a little bit scary, eh? But it's okay. And they held on tight to the promise God had given them. You know, but something they all had in common is that they had to be persistent. They had to outwork their faith from hearing the promise to seeing the promise. And you know, God's word is full of promises for us. Promises that give us a hope and a future. Promises that reveal the goodness and the love of God for our lives. Promises that bring us healing, that bring us wholeness, that restore us and our relationships with those around us. And it's through his word that we receive those. And for some of us, God has spoken those specific promises, and he wants to remind you of those promises for his life. And it's by faith that we believe that we will see those promises. They're not just there for us to constantly look out throughout our life, but they are for us to receive. You know, we live in a world that's trying to eliminate waiting. Everything is becoming based on speed. Faster internet, quicker deliveries, instant photos. You know, and it kind of makes it feel like waiting can be a bad thing. You know, we kind of start to think, oh, maybe waiting is not a good thing. Yet with God, significant things happen when we are waiting to see the promise. You know, God uses moments of waiting to strengthen our faith, to grow us, to refine us, to prepare us for the promise, and to help us to learn to trust him and to stand firm that even when we haven't seen it yet, we will see it. It will come. And you know, there's a story in the Bible of a man named Elijah. And as a result of worshiping other gods, the nation of Israel had been in a drought. You know, for 3.5 years, they had seen no rain. And so God sends Elijah to confront Israel's king and to call the people back to worship the one true God. And this morning, we're going to take a look at a snippet of Elijah's journey where he was given a promise from God. And we're going to look at, by faith, what he did between hearing the promise and seeing the promise. So if you've got your Bible, if you've got your Bible app, we're going to go to 1 Kings 18, 41 to 45 this morning. And it says, "Then Elijah said to Ahab, 'Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming.' So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees. And then he said to his servant, 'Go and look out toward the sea.' The servant went and looked and returned to Elijah and said, 'I didn't see anything.' Seven times Elijah told him to go and look. And finally, the seventh time, his servant said to him, 'I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea.' And then Elijah shouted, 'Hurry to Ahab and tell him, climb into your chariot and go back home. If you do not hurry, the rain will stop you.' And soon the sky was black with clouds. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Jezreel." You know, earlier in verse 1 of chapter 18, it says that God told Elijah, "Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land." You know, God had spoken directly to Elijah with an instruction and with a promise. But for 3.5 years, there had been a drought with no rain. But now Elijah hears rain. He hears a rainstorm, but yet they still don't see anything. There's no sign of rain. You know, what Elijah heard and what he saw, they were two different things. Maybe you've found yourself in this similar situation like Elijah, where God has given you a promise, but what you've heard and what you don't see don't quite add up, like they're kind of polar opposites. You know, maybe it's a promise of a restored relationship, or whether it's a breakthrough in your finances. Maybe he's given you a promise of healing in your body, a new job, or to see that friend come to know Jesus like how you know Jesus. But you haven't seen the outcome yet. And that's where our faith comes in, waiting, trusting and continuing to act even when we see nothing. And it's important that we don't miss or overlook what Elijah did in between hearing and seeing that promise. And I believe that there's three things that we can learn from this snippet of Elijah's journey that's going to encourage us in our faith as we wait for our promises. So if you're taking notes this morning, I want you to write these down. The first one is to declare the promise. The second one is to be persistent in the waiting and unseen. And the third point is, from little things, big things grow. Now, if we go back to the beginning of the story, it says, "Then Elijah said to Ahab, 'Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming.'" You know, God had told Elijah earlier, "Go present yourself to Ahab and I will send rain on the land." You know, throughout Elijah's life, he had seen God's promises outworked. He had been fed by ravens. I haven't been fed by ravens, but Elijah had. You know, he had seen a continuous supply of flour and oil for a widow. You know, there is people in this room that have seen God's provision in their life. They have seen him make a way. It's not through a raven, but he's brought you provision. You know, Elijah had seen God bring healing to a young boy. There is testimonies in this room, I know it, where God has brought healing in your body, in your friends, in your family, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, whether it's a relationship, but God has moved and he brings healing. And you know, on more than one occasion, Elijah heard and saw God move. You know, when I look around this room, I know that there are people who have had promises from God. I know there are people in this room who have not just had them, but believed for them and seen those promises. I want you to be encouraged that you are seeing your promises. And so when God tells Elijah that he will send rain, he also gave Elijah the instruction, "Go and present yourself to Ahab." And as Elijah did this, he was putting his faith in action of what he had heard from God. You know, often promises come with an instruction. Like we heard in communion from Pastor Grant, Abraham, with his promise of being a father to nations, came the instruction to leave the land and go to a new one that God would show him. You know, for Joshua, the promise of walking into the promised land came with the instruction to walk around the walls of Jericho 6 times, blow a trumpet, and watch those walls fall down. You know, for us, promises of a restored relationship may come with an instruction to speak kind words. You know, a promise of financial breakthrough might come with the instruction to trust God more. You know, that promise that you've had for that friend or that family member to receive salvation might come with that instruction to pray and to invite them to church. Promises with instructions, faith with actions. If you're taking notes, I want you to write that down. Promises with instructions, faith with actions. James 2:26 says, just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. You know, our faith requires an action from us. Is there an instruction that God has given you? That promise that you have, the one that burns within your heart, what is the instruction that God has given you to outwork? You know, Elijah's confidence in God gave him the ability to speak and declare the promise, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. You know, he didn't walk up to Ahab and say, just want to let you know, maybe I think it's going to rain. I'm not quite sure, but maybe, let's just be on the lookout, eh? Maybe rain might come. You know, with boldness and confidence, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. And he made a declaration of faith. He made a declaration of faith of what was to come. What is your declaration of faith? What is the promise that you need to start speaking out? What is it that God has placed on your heart that stirs and burns within there that you need to start speaking, believing, and declaring in your life? Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's that restored relationship and for your family to be back together. Maybe it's that opportunity you want to see come about in your workplace. Maybe it's for a friend to receive salvation because you know Jesus is who they need. You know, there's something powerful when we speak out the promises of God. And yes, I'm even talking about those promises that are deep within your heart. Those ones that you haven't shared yet, because as much as they excite you, you brush them off a little bit because they're actually a little scary. Because they're so big and you don't quite know how. I'm talking about those promises too. You need to start declaring those promises. They are the promises that God has given you for a purpose, because he doesn't make a mistake. They are your promises for you to declare. You know, Isaiah 55:11 says, it is the same when I give my word to people. It will not return to me without any result. No, my word does what I want it to do. What I promise to do will certainly happen. You know, God has a perfect track record for keeping his promises. That's true. He has a perfect track record. He has never failed. He never will. You know, let that build your faith and your confidence in him. Align your words to speak his promises. Declare them over yourself, over your family, over that situation. Share them with a loved one, your spouse, a close friend, a pastor. Speak them back to God. Did you know you can do that? Speak your promises back to him and do it with confidence. Do it with boldness, knowing that the words you speak are his words that you are speaking that he already spoke to you. They're not your own words. They're his words. He has given you the promise and you're speaking it back to him. So let that be encouraging to your faith this morning. But let's continue with our story and see what happens after Elijah declares rain. From verse 42 it says, so Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees. Then he said to his servant, go and look toward the sea. The servant went and looked, then returned to Elijah and said, I didn't see anything. 7 times Elijah told him to go and look. Can we just think about being Elijah here for a moment? You hear a mighty rainstorm, you got the instruction, you went to King Ahab, you declared rain, you send out your servant, nothing. So you send him out again, nothing. Okay, surely a third time I'm going to send him out and surely by now he's going to see something. He comes back, I didn't see anything. The fourth time, nothing. Fifth time, I still don't see anything. The sixth time, say it with me everybody, he saw nothing. Now, it doesn't say how Elijah felt in that moment every time that servant came back saying, I didn't see anything, I didn't see anything, I didn't see anything. But you know, if that was me, I'd begin to start getting a little bit disheartened. I've heard rain, I did the instruction and I'm seeing nothing. And then I'd start asking the servant, are you sure you checked properly? Like, did you do a 360 look when you had a look? Are you sure you saw nothing? But you know what? And then I probably would have stopped checking. And then in come those thoughts, because we know that sometimes this gets carried away with us a little bit. Did I really hear God? Did he really tell me that there was going to be rain? Maybe that promise is not actually for me. Maybe I did something wrong in all of that and I'm not going to see the rain. But let's look at Elijah's response to the report of nothing. Go look again. Every time Elijah sent his servant, it was his faith in action. Even in the unseen, Elijah remained persistent. He kept on checking. He kept on outworking his faith. He kept on believing. He kept on praying. And he kept in the conversation with God. He didn't let the unseen change what he had heard. He had heard the promise. He had experiences where God had spoken and he had seen that come to pass. He didn't let the unseen change who he knew God to be in his life. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. You know, if you're waiting for a breakthrough and it feels like nothing is changing, keep on praying. Keep doing the things that God has instructed you to do. Even when you don't see the result, persistence is a key part of our faith journey. And I want to share a little love story with you. We all love a good love story, don't we? Come on. Many years ago, Tim and I, when we were just friends, God had gave Tim a promise about us. Now this promise I at the time hadn't heard yet, but don't worry, I soon did. I soon did hear that promise. But there were times that while we were waiting for that promise, that there were moments it didn't look possible. There were moments where we weren't sure, but we remained persistent. Tim was definitely the more persistent one in that. You know, we remained faithful. We knew that God had spoken. The promise was exciting and it was scary, but we stayed in it and we waited. You know, that waiting was a good few years. It wasn't an instant turnaround, but in those years, God was moving. God was continuing, and we were continuing to outwork our faith. And in that space, God brought healing. God brought restoration. We worked through things. We worked on our friendship, on our past experiences. And today, we live in the promise. But God prepared us for the promise in the waiting. There is preparation that takes place while you wait. He is preparing you for what he has for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future. When you see nothing, keep on believing. That is your encouragement. Keep on believing. And so as we wait for our promise, like Elijah, let's stay in that conversation. Let's keep praying. Let's keep our eyes fixed on him. Let's not let the things that we see, think, or feel navigate our faith. The only person that navigates our faith is God and the Word of God, and we stand on that. Don't let distraction throw you off course. And let's outwork our faith. Keep stepping out. Keep doing it. Keep doing the instruction that he has given you. I know at times it can be uncomfortable. I know it can be scary. I've been there. I am there. But I want to encourage you, keep making those steps. Keep doing what he's asked you to do. And allow those moments to build your faith. Let them strengthen you. Let them excite you. Let them spur you on with expectation that God's word will come to pass. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. God can be trusted to keep his promise. Just let that sink in a little bit. If you need a little moment just to sit in that. God can be trusted to keep his promise. Be encouraged, every one of our situations, God can be trusted. Like the scripture says, let's hold tightly to the hope. And as we do this, I want to remind you of a classic song and a classic TV ad that you may remember. And it goes a little bit like this. From little things, big things grow. Oh, that's your part. That's your part. Ready? From little things, big things grow. It's a TV ad back in the day. And they did this, but we won't go there. You know, Elijah sent his servant out a seventh time. Let's look at what happened in that moment. From verse 44, it says, finally, the seventh time, his servants told him, I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea. And then Elijah shouted, hurry to Ahab and tell him, climb onto your chariot and go back home. For if you don't hurry, the rain will stop you. And soon the sky was black with clouds. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Jezreel. You know, Elijah had heard a rainstorm, and after checking seven times, finally he saw something. It was a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. You know, at first when we read this, it can seem a little underwhelming. Like, he's gone out that many times, checked. I don't know how far it was that he had to run. But all that running, all that checking, all that praying, and all he saw was a small cloud. How's that small cloud meant to end a 3.5-year drought? It doesn't make sense. Do you think we do this sometimes? I've been there, I do that sometimes, where you've been waiting and you've been praying and you finally see something, a small sign, a little bit of progress, but we brush it off and think, is that really it? Is that all I'm going to see? I thought there was going to be more. You know, we can be tempted to dismiss those small things because we don't see them as significant enough, or they don't match our expectations on how we expected God to move for that promise. But here's the truth this morning. The evidence of God's work can often come in small beginnings. A tiny cloud today can bring the storm of transformation tomorrow, revealing your promise. From little things, big things grow. They all start in the smaller space, but they always grow. And I'm going to invite the creative team to come up this morning. And you know, I want to encourage you, don't overlook the small things. Don't miss the miracles in the making. Those little ones that you're starting to see, celebrate those small wins. You have permission to celebrate. You don't see the final answer yet. You're not seeing the rainstorm, but you're seeing a cloud. Celebrate that cloud. God is moving in your life. Celebrate him. Those moments of progress, that first sign of change, that step forward in healing, that kind word from a friend. These small things are often the beginning of something bigger, something mighty that God is bringing about. And you know, just like Elijah, we can trust that even the smallest cloud that brought a rainstorm that ended a 3.5-year drought will change you. It changed the entirety of all that happened. But there is a rainstorm for you. God is moving in your life. There is a cloud coming. You may not see it yet, but I want you to know the promises of God are yes and amen for you. You know, don't despise those small beginnings. Don't brush them off like nothing. You know, when we started the community pantry, we saw 2 to 3 households come in every week. Now we're seeing over 28 households come in every week. The girls told me that's over 80 individuals that are having relief of food in their homes. But that's not where we started. You know, for our carols, we were in here every year. And now last year, we're outside seeing over 280 people come, hearing the word of Jesus, hearing the hope and love that he has for them. But we didn't start there. You know, as a church, we went from setting up and packing down in a hall. Now we're here on 15 acres. We own our land. We own our building. We didn't start there. But here we are, small beginnings, steps to see the bigger promise. Instructions that came with our promises that we outworked and God moved. Don't despise the small beginnings. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning. Now, God gave Elijah a promise. And even when what he saw didn't line up with the promise, he held on to his faith. It seemed impossible, but he knew that God was faithful to what he had spoken. You know, for us this morning, we're believing to see those promises. We're believing that we will see those promises come to pass. And just like Elijah made that declaration of rain, that he went and did the instruction God had given him, this is our moment. This is our opportunity to speak out our declaration. There is a promise that God has given you. There is a promise that he needs to remind you of this morning. And this is our moment to step out in faith. This is our moment to step out, to make that declaration. And so this is what I would like us to do. If you are wanting a fresh encounter, a fresh revelation of that promise that he has given you, for you, your family, that situation, I want to invite you to take a step of faith. I want to invite you to step out this morning and come out the front and make a declaration of your promise. You know, it's time to be reminded of the promise that he gave you. It's time to dust off that promise and to pick it up again. You've sat it on the shelf because it's scary, but God's like, I gave you that promise for a plan, with a plan and a purpose. That promise is for you, not for anybody else. This morning is your opportunity to take a step of faith, to step out the front and say, God, I am declaring that promise that you gave me. I know it feels scary. I know it can feel uncomfortable, but that is our faith in action. Because when we do it, God meets us in that place. So as the team play, I want you to be bold. I want you to declare your promise. And as you do, the pastoral team are going to come around and they're going to declare that promise with you. Because we're going to stand together in faith. We're not on our own. We are the body together of Christ, declaring the promises that he has for us. So in this moment, declare your promises to God. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, this morning, the very first step of faith that we make is believing in Jesus. And because of God's great love for you and I, he sent his son, his one and only son, Jesus, who lived a perfect life. He died on a cross, was buried, and on the third day he rose again so that you and I could be forgiven, so that you and I could have a relationship with him, to know him and to know those promises that he has for us. And it says in Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And if that's you this morning, if you want to know Jesus personally and take that first step of faith and believing in him, we're going to say a prayer together. And the church is going to join us in saying this prayer. But I want you to know that that prayer is between you and God. It's a declaration of your faith. That is where our faith starts. So if you are wanting to say that prayer, I want you to repeat after me. Dear God, I thank you that you sent your son Jesus, who died on a cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day for my sins. I declare with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are Lord. I turn from my old ways, and from this day on, I choose to follow you and live my life for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.